The question that many people are asking is in regards to schach. What type of schach is kasher to use? And what type of schach is pasul? We know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that any schach that is that grows from the ground is considered schach kasher. But anything that does not grow from the ground is schach pasul. And even something that could have grown from the ground, but if it's mekabel tum'ah, if it's susceptible to tum'ah, then it's no good. What's considered mekabel tum'ah? Anything that it was made into a kli, anything that it was made into a vessel.
A chair.
But if it wasn't made into a vessel, then it's pasul. But if it was made into a chair, for example, or if it was a bed, and you took apart the bed and you're using the 2x4s, that's no good because it was already made into a kli. That is the halacha. Now, it used to be quite simple that people would just take branches and different palm tree leaves or bamboo sticks. That depends where you live, and that's what they would use for schach. But people found in recent years a more practical way of using schach, which is buying mats that are made from bamboo and putting on a sukkah. Now you would think that should be okay because the bamboo mats are perfectly not mekabel tuma. They were never made into a kli, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. However, the Shulchan Aruch tells us. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafresh Chavtet Seif Vav, Machzelet shel kanim, exactly our case, a bamboo mat, vekash veshifa vegemi, and or of all different types of materials, ben sheichalaka. Whether it's made to lie down on or it's not made to lie down on. So the Shulchan Aruch says it depends. If it's small, it's made to lie down on, and it's susceptible to tumah, and therefore you can't use it. Because once something is mekabel tumah, then you can't use it for schach. Unless, says the Shulchan Aruch, you made these mats especially for putting them on the sukkah. So nowadays, they have all types of mats that they make, especially for sukkah, which are quite expensive. And those mats that are made especially for sukkah, there is a discussion amongst the poskim whether it's kasher. Rav Eliashiv in Kubatz Teshuvot, Chelek Alef Siman Samech Gimel, says that he has a question that they might not be kasher because the Shulchan Aruch writes in Seif Yud Chet, that Chachamim said it's asur to be mesachech with something that's more than 4 tefachim wide. Something that's more than 4 tefachim wide. According to the Chazon Ish, that would be almost 40 centimeters. Anything that would be more than 40 centimeters, almost 40 centimeters wide, one would not allow to use a board like that for sukkah. So says Rav Eliashiv, something that it's tied all together is long, is bigger than four tvachim, that it would be asur to be mesachech with these bamboo mats. He says unless you cut them each one less than 4 tvachim and use each piece less than 4 tvachim, then it would be okay. That's what Rav Eliashiv says. Many poskim disagree and they say the machzelot you would be able to use because you don't usually make a roof with those things. The only time they forbade something that's more than 4 tefachim is because you usually use it as a roof. But these, it's bamboo. Bamboo is never made as a roof, and therefore it's permitted. Now, the question is the following. The reason why these specially made bamboo mats cost a lot of money is because there's a very particular way how to tie them together. They use a string that's not mekabel tum'ah. They use string that was never really properly woven. Or they use other material that's not mekabel tum'ah. So the whole thing is made from things that are not mekabel tum'ah. However, if one would go into Home Depot or into Lowe's and he would look over there, he would find fencing bamboo that they use as fencing. And that bamboo made as fencing is tied with metal strings, which are mekabel tumah, and cost maybe a fourth of what these these kosher schachs cost. So the question is, would you be allowed to use them? What's the question? The bamboo sticks are what's being misachich, not the actual string. So the question is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us the following. There's a halacha called ma'amid. Ma'amid is anything that's holding up the schach, and without it, the schach would fall, is not allowed to be a material that's mekabel tuma. There is a machloket, rishonim in ma'amid, and there happens to be different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch itself. What's the halacha if you're able to be mesachech b'ma'amid? Practically speaking, are you allowed to be mesachech with metal poles? There's a question if you're allowed to be mesachech with metal on top of metal poles. And the halacha is that we are machmir and we're not mesachech with ma'amid. B'di'evit, it could be it's okay. It could be if you have schach long on metal poles, it could be b'di'evit, it's okay. I'm not getting into that discussion now. But definitely, lechatchila, one shouldn't use a ma'amid, which means that the poskim say that these Home Depot mats, since they are woven together with metal strings, so they're being ma'amid the bamboo, and if you would take off these metal strings, the bamboo would all fall. So you're being ma'amid b'davar shemikabel tuma, because the metal strings are mikabel tuma, and they're the ones that are holding up the bamboo, and therefore you shouldn't use it. That is what the poskim say, why the bamboo that you would buy in Home Depot would be no good. However, there is a certain way that you'd be able to buy these bamboo mats and it still would be kosher. How? If the whole question is because of ma'amid, what would I tell you? What would I tell you if the metal strings are actually not holding the bamboo? For example, if you would take these mats and you would lie them that on top of two parallel poles, and the mats are in a different direction than the wooden slats that you have. Let's say you have slats going vertical, and you're going to put the bamboo horizontal. And let's say you would lie that down. And let's say you would put up two other pieces of 2x4s on top of those bamboo mats. Then I would be able to argue that it's not the metal that is holding together the bamboo slats. As a matter of fact, if you would take away all the metal, the bamboo slats would still be in their place. So one could technically argue that that would be kosher. Once again, if one would buy in Home Depot a bamboo mat that is woven with metal, and he puts it in a way that the metal is not really holding up your schach, then it's not a question of ma'amid anymore. The only issue is that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Ein Zayin, discusses Venetian blinds, and these Venetian blinds were woven together. And his question was, can you use that as schach? And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, well, if they're all sewn together, it's a problem. But he's not sure if it's a tashmish lakarka, if Venetian blinds are served the ground, in other words, they're serving the house, which is serving the ground, that's never mikabel tuma, you'd be able to use these Venetian blinds. But then he says, anyways, it's called arig, it's called that it's being sewn and it's forbidden. Well, let's take a look at our bamboo fences. Our bamboo fences are for sure mishamish lakarka, they're made to be on the ground, they're made to be part, you know, to be an extension of the ground, as it's supposed to be a mechitza. So one could definitely argue that it's meshamish lakarka, therefore it's not mekabel tum'a. But it's still called arig. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "Aval im hu arig, en shayach listapek klal, ubarur shepasul gamidina." If it's all sewn together, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, it's considered like something that's a beged, that's mekabel tum'a. And the kli itself, that means it's not because of ma'amid, it's because it's mamash mekabel tum'a. So the question is, what would Rav Moshe Feinstein say regarding these bamboo sticks? So I spoke to a prominent Rav, and he told me that he asked some of the students of Moshe Feinstein what would he say regarding the bamboo mats. And it's interesting, the answer is that the Venetian blinds that Rav Moshe Feinstein was speaking about, the Venetian blinds that they had a while ago, they were actually attached together, like, through cloth. In other words, it wasn't like the Venetian blinds that we have now, that you have a string just holding everything. It was much like it was a piece of beged that was attaching all of the Venetian blinds. So it was one long cloth, one long arig. And that Rav Moshe Feinstein says is no good. But bamboo sticks, they have nothing to do with the Venetian blinds that he's speaking about. And that would be okay. Indeed, there is one kashrus organization, the CRC, that from Chicago, that came out of Psak, that one would be able to use these Home Depot mats, because if one puts them in the shape that we discussed, in a way that it's not going to be ma'amid le'davar ha'mikabel tuma, and over there in the article they discuss that it is not similar to Rav Moshe Feinstein. They don't discuss exactly the point that we're saying, but they say that Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't talking about something that's mechuber to the ground. We're saying that even Rav Moshe Feinstein is talking about something totally different. And I've spoken to numerous poskim. Rava also in Shut Shevet HaLevi also says that if one would put them in a way in Chelek Vav, Siman Ayin Dalid, he says it in a way that you would you would put it in a way that it's not being called Ma'amid, then it wouldn't be a problem. Also in the Deer Shoe they bring from Rav Wozner in Kobetz Bet Levi Chelek Dalid Siman Ayin Chav Gimel that he also says this. And this is all that it wouldn't be considered ma'amid. B'diavad ma'amid is kosher anyways. We're just lechatchila machmer. But even on the lechatchila, it would seem that if somebody uses these Home Depot mats, there is what to rely on. One has to be careful that they're mats that were never properly finished, and therefore they don't have a din kli. So there are two types that are available. I think if you go on the CRC Kashrus website, you'd be able to find exactly the details. But as we mentioned, we don't think that it's similar to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and it would be possible to be used for Sukkot. Chazak u Baruch.